The U.S. Senate has passed an amendment to a bill on immigration reform which paves the way for Polish tourists to travel to the States without visas for a trial period of 2 years. This is apparently in reward for Poland's role in supporting the United States in the Iraq War and in the NATO Stabilization Force there. But it is up to the House of Representatives to have the final say on the bill. Michal Kubicki has the details.
The visa issue has long been a point of contention in Polish-American relations, with Poles having to apply for visas before traveling to America and having to pay for an application, even if they are eventually refused a document. A fresh initiative to resolve the problem has come from the U.S. Senate, which has proposed that the visa waiver program should cover the countries which are members of the European Union, have sent contingents of at least 300 troops to support the Americans in Iraq, and do not pose a potential terrorist risk. Even though the amendment does not mention Poland by name, it is clear that Poland is the only country to fulfill the three criteria. If made into law, the new legislation would allow Polish tourists and those traveling on business to stay in the United States for up to 60 days without a visa. The scheme is to be introduced for an initial period of 2 years. The Polish ambassador in Washington, Janusz Reiter, says the Senate decision is not yet a cause for celebration, but for satisfaction and optimism. The Senate amendment has created good prospects for the House of Representatives debate. The House will now have to take a stand on a key document and not just respond to requests from Polish diplomatic circles. This is an entirely new situation in both political and psychological sense, Ambassador Reiter said. Robert Strybel, the Warsaw-based correspondent of the Polish media in the United States, welcomes the decision of the U.S. Senate.
This is a major step forward, I would believe, considering what has been happening so far. There's been simply pressure and requests and petitions and letter-writing campaigns and things of that nature. So this is a step forward. However, of course, this is an initial step because the House of Representatives will have to deal with this, and usually the bills do not end up the way they entered the House of Representatives, but are altered, modified. And so the final form is difficult to say how it will work. For example, the probationary period could be changed, or other factors could be modified.
The amendment was sponsored by a group of senators, which included Barbara Mikulski, who a decade ago was among the staunchest supporters of Poland's entry to NATO.
Barbara Mikulski from state of Maryland pointed out that Poland is not just another communist holdover, third world nation begging for a handout, but it's a country in NATO, it's a country in the European Union, it's a major U.S. ally in Iraq with about 1,000 troops, and next year we'll be giving another 1,000 troops to the Afghanistan peacekeeping operation.
What at the moment prevents Poland from qualifying for the visa waiver program is a very high rejection rate for visa applications caused by numerous cases of people who take up illegal employment in the States. According to Robert Strybel, the ball is now in the Polish court.
There still is this thing, this concept that of breaking visa regulations, for example, posing as a tourist and going to work. And I think the Poles have a 30% refusal rate, which is, of course, much 10 times more than what is acceptable. So what basically this means that the ball is now in the Polish court. If there's a two-year probationary period or another period, maybe modified, it'll be up to the Poles in that period to prove that they are within the law. Because then if they continue doing this, in other words, continue having the so-called vacatius or tourist worker syndrome, then obviously this can be always withdrawn.
Robert Strybel, the Warsaw correspondent of Polish media in the United States. Former Polish President Lech Wałęsa has welcomed the decision of the U.S. Senate. It's not known at the moment when the immigration policy will be debated by the House of Representatives.
Michal Kubicki reporting from Warsaw.